One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And good morning and welcome. This is Raylan and you're listening to Radio RNN. And boy, do I have a treat for you today. So I want you to get a pen, because if you're near a telephone and you've never called in before, you're going to want to call in today. First of all, the email. The email is radioquestion@mindspring.com. It's radioquestion, all run together, at mindspring.com. The telephone numbers, which we will open up in the second hour, are 208-935-0094. 208-935-0094. If you've got unlimited long distance and you don't want us to pay a minute for the call, please call that one. If you don't have unlimited long distance, you can call 888-747-1968. And you can also go into our chat room, which is chatroom.themicroeffect.com. Chatroom, chatroom .themicroeffect.com. My guest today is Will, and Will is a channel of the cosmic awareness. Cosmic awareness defines itself as pure consciousness that permeates everything, including all people, which it refers to as entities. It defines itself as the divine vibration of the universe. Now, cosmic awareness has been around, and people have been bringing through his messages for over 60 years now. There have been a number of different people who channel cosmic awareness. When I was married to Gunter way back in the beginning of our marriage, in the early 90s, in 1991, he used to talk about the information that was coming from cosmic awareness. And the reason he talked about it is he believed, as did the admiral who used to come to my home and sit around my kitchen table, he believed that they had discovered two true channels. One was the cosmic awareness, who was still actively channeling. The other one was Edgar Cayce. And this admiral who sat around my table was one of the board members of the Cayce Foundation, you know, probably under an alias that none of us would ever guess. But this particular group of the Navy, of Navy Intelligence, they knew that somewhere on Earth, the information from the God level was getting down to humans. And so they investigated every single group that existed, and according to Gunter, there were only two that were the real thing: Edgar Cayce and cosmic awareness. Now, when I first knew about cosmic awareness, it was Paul Shockley that was channeling, and he died a number of years ago, and I think there was an interim woman who channeled, and now we have Will. And Will, since you know a lot more about the cosmic awareness than I do, how about you saying hi to our audience and kind of give the background of the cosmic awareness consciousness?
Certainly, Raylan. And first of all, greetings to you and greetings to your audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was interesting that you mentioned that there were two sources that the admiral mentioned as authentic, one being Edgar Cayce and the other being Paul Shockley, who was the channeler for the cosmic awareness material. Now, what's kind of interesting here is that Edgar Cayce was a channeler, perhaps the original public channeler, for cosmic awareness. And therefore, the two are actually sources or interpreters, channelers for cosmic awareness. So it's interesting they're both the same source.
And now, has the Edgar Cayce Foundation ever admitted that?
No, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, not to mine either.
Not to mine. I don't think that they hold that there's anyone out there now who's channeling the source that Edgar Cayce channeled. Okay? There is an individual, I've forgotten his name at the moment, who claims to be the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and is channeling, I would think he's saying he's channeling cosmic awareness, although I don't think he calls it cosmic awareness. But,
well, that would be David Wilcock, and I know
that's
David.
That's it, exactly,
and,
David Wilcock.
You know, even though I have never read any of his readings or anything like that, I read the other work that he does, and I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, and then I've been informed, I haven't read his work, but I've been informed it's at a very high level.
Yes,
so.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's... So the organization itself, Cosmic Awareness Communication, came into existence, around 72 or thereabouts. I'm not exact on my dates on that because I didn't join at that time. But they carried on the work of Ralph Dubay, who was the original channeler for this source called Cosmic Awareness. Then Avaton and Vicky started the organization Cosmic Awareness Communications way back. Before that, it was Communications of Awareness, I think is what it was called earlier than that.
What timeline are we talking about?
We're talking in the 70s here.
In the 70s, okay.
Where they started their organization. And Paul Shockley was the main man for many years. I joined the organization as a member myself in 1978, and I was still living in Europe at the time, and I've been a member ever since then, but have been the channeler officially for the last 4 or 5 years now. But their organization under Paul Shockley grew. They had advertisements in Faith magazine, and there's a lot of members back then, and Paul was their main man for something like 16 years or so. And when he left, another person came on, Lady Grace was her name.
Mm-hmm.
She channeled for a few years. Now, her approach was quite different. She chose to go with a non-threatening kind of approach, where she didn't want to deal with some of the deeper information, the threatening, conspiratory type information. But she had some very interesting messages also. And after that, she dropped away, and then I came to be in 2005, I think, is when I started.
Now, how is it that she was allowed to censor cosmic awareness?
You know, it wasn't so much that she was censoring cosmic awareness. It was more along the lines that she had a different bias. Now, each interpreter will bring to the table their own understanding, their own background, their information, their knowledge, and some want to go in one direction, some want to go in another. I think what I have to also say here is that cosmic awareness channels through many individuals. I happen to be a public voice for that awareness that calls itself cosmic awareness. But I'm not the only source. Cosmic awareness will channel through painters and artists, musicians,
mm-hmm.
individuals who could maybe do channeling as I do it. And that's why it's a multiple source. But there's only a few of us that actually are at a level where we can actually bring through or funnel through the information in a much more directed way. So Lady Grace's approach was simple enough. She wasn't into conspiracy. She didn't feel that you are to energize it, and she chose a slightly different path in delivering cosmic awareness's message.
And way back when, in the 70s and 80s, when I was just developing spiritually, cosmic awareness told me that even I was channeling him.
Yes, exactly.
But I was so undeveloped at that time, and I was in so much personal, emotional pain, you know, from everything that's going on and was going on in my life, even before I married Gunter. I wasn't clear. And so I was putting my own junk in there.
That's a very important point right there. You said you were putting your own junk in there. You have your own issues, your own thoughts, your own data, all of that. Each of us has our own way of looking at things. And that is always going to be something that has to be reviewed. What I find for myself is I try to take myself out of the equation. I often explain it like I'm in the car with cosmic awareness, but it's driving and I'm in the back seat.
That's right.
I try not to be a back seat driver. Okay.
Now, when I finally got the hang of it, the way they would say is, we're at the helm now.
And
then I knew that they were driving, but it wasn't a car, they were driving the ship. And,
you know, ship, car, same concept.
And I, and for the longest time, I thought it was an ocean ship, but what I now realize is it's a ship, a spaceship. And I'm not quite sure how they were channeling to me, but they were giving me some really quite incredible information. A lot
Absolutely.
Of which went into my book, Obregon Chronicles.
Absolutely, and then you understand that the more you can get out of the way, the purer the information that comes through you.
And that is the exact thing. For the first few years that they were talking to me, they were healing me so that I could get out of the way. And that's what they said. Get out of the way. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about that is that awareness itself has always said, don't just accept everything this awareness says.
Exactly.
Always be open. You know, it's like you let the information come, you go, that's interesting, and then you let it be confirmed via other sources, or you go out and seek information, whatever. So that's a very important aspect of this. You don't just blindly accept everything. Second of all, another thing that awareness often says is that it's not 100% accurate. That even in the process of declaring something or explaining something by putting it out in consciousness, in human consciousness, already alters the information. So it never has professed to be 100% accurate, because it's always said there is an element of bias of the person channeling the information, and there's other factors that can interfere too. It says it's about 80% accurate. And that's important to know, because if it was making a universal claim of 100% accuracy, to me, I got to say the truth here, I would walk away from it.
Yes.
Because nothing can be that accurate.
Yeah, that's what I agree also. And many years ago, when my husband's boss wanted to set me up as some sort of channel to give out the information, I was so angry, because I thought at that time that all I was receiving was, you know, information from Navy intelligence. I didn't realize how high it went. And so I said, no way, I don't want any part of it. Give it to somebody else. And so they did. They gave it to somebody else. I'm not going to say who they gave it to, but they gave it to one of their operatives. And their operatives is now, you know, publishing books that she's channeled and is very famous and has quite a following. And I've never read the books, so I can't judge them. I don't know whether they are true or not. But these same people, you see why I stopped channeling? These same people used me. Gunter and I were in a CIA hotel in St. Louis. This woman was with us, and suddenly there's this golden figure standing behind her. And this golden figure told me to tell her that she was going to become a channel, and when she went home to Washington, she was supposed to sit at her computer and meditate, and the words would begin to flow into her. And they did, and, you know, four or five books later, she's a well-known person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I turned down. I said, I do not want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether or not what she is putting out is real, or whether it is some of that information that, I don't know, is meant to lead us astray.
Yeah, tainted, in other words, contaminated, or meant for misinformation and to misdirect.
Right,
now,
and I don't know which it is. I cannot judge that because I haven't read it.
That's the beauty, though, is if you understand that you don't accept anything as the blind truth and the ultimate truth. If you say, okay, I'm open to this, but I got to prove it somewhere else, or it's got to be confirmed through another source, then you're not in a situation of gullibility where you're just accepting blindly that this person is the expert, the authority, because that's always a process of putting the power outside of yourself.
But there's also another concept. The opposite side of that coin is rejecting blindly. If you reject it blindly, it could be that you have already mastered that lesson somewhere in your life before or in your past life. Or that particular lesson just doesn't apply to you, never has, never will. Or you haven't built the foundation for that lesson.
Exactly so. And when you get to the dualistic understanding of this principle, it has both elements, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that's why having an openness, a willingness to hear what's being talked about or presented without making 100% judgment on it, simply saying, that's interesting. I mean, you know, Raylan, in your own work and over the years, you've been presenting such highly controversial information. It's not always going to be 100% correct. It's not always going to be 100% wrong.
Right.
But if you listen to what's coming through and have that open mind, and then from another source altogether, it comes back at you, the information you just heard on your program, let's say.
Verified. Exactly. And, Will, you can hear the music. We've got to take our first break. You are listening to Radio RNN, and we're brought to you by the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. I am talking with Will, who is the channel for cosmic awareness, the pure consciousness that permeates everything. Get your questions ready. At the top of the next hour, I'll give out the numbers and the email address again. And we're going to break, and we'll be right back.
On the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. Survivalistseeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Or gun clogbusters for weather modification. You can bring rain to arid climates and bring energetic balance to your local environment. Are you worried about roadblocks, economic collapse, and forced vaccinations? Orgon provides a blanket of energetic protection to your home and your persons. Orgon, the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. Coined by Dr. Wilhelm Reich, Orgon has been called by great mystics and philosophers Kai, Prana, or simply the Force. Why have I not heard of Orgon? Money and power, plain and simple. In these coming times of uncertainty, Orgon will provide you with the energy to make rational decisions in the face of calamity. Fortunes are made at the flood, and we are headed for the strongest test this nation has faced. Do you have the latest spiritual technologies available to assist you in creating a world of peace and power for the common man? Go to OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call now, 307-200-4503.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And welcome, 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 welcome back. This is Radio RMN, and I do hope that everybody went over and voted for us on the TalkStream Live, on the TalkStream Live page. I haven't taken a look at that yet. I wonder how far up I am right now. When I checked it, oh my gosh, when I checked it earlier, I wasn't even on the whole page anywhere. And so now I'm about 9 or 10. Now remember, you can vote for me 5 times an hour, and voting for me takes the Micro Effect Radio Network into the consciousnesses of many, many more people, because they see, hey, look at this person. She's in the top 25 of 900 radio shows, and so maybe I ought to be listening to what she's saying if she's so popular. And because it is streamed by the Micro Effect, people listen to me, they keep it on, they listen to who follows me, and many people never turn the Micro Effect off once they start listening. And so I'd like to welcome you back. I'm talking with Will. Will is the present channel for cosmic awareness, the pure consciousness that permeates everything. And, Will, one of the things I wanted to ask is, so many organizations destruct, they self-destruct because of fighting in the ranks.
That's right.
And how has yours been able to get around that?
Well, I think that that's mostly because it's a pretty small organization. It's basically Avaton and Vicky who do all the work and put it all together, put their newsletter together, which they ship out once a month. So they haven't gone to a level where they're bringing in lots of people. Now, I do feel that what is happening to many of those organizations you were talking about there, Raylan, is that they are deemed somewhat threatening. And the easiest way to get rid of a threat is to destroy it from within.
That's correct.
So different individuals who may have different agenda are brought to an organization, and I'm not saying that they're brought through by some devious organization. It may simply be that they're brought in out of common interest, and they have different agendas, and ultimately the seeds of destruction are then planted, and the thing falls apart, okay? The CAC organization, Cosmic Awareness Communications, is, as I said, basically a mom-and-pop run-type organization. I laugh because I don't know that Vicky and Navaton would see themselves that way. But from a metaphysical point of view, I think these two are very highly evolved souls whose purpose was to bring such high-level communication, such as cosmic awareness, to the world at this time. In fairness also, Avaton often includes other sources so that you can go and look to other sources to get the information from someone, let's say, I don't know, who's the guy that channels the, my mind's just gone completely blank on that. I want to say Michael, but it's not Michael. Anyway, he does provide other information. The Matthew information, that's who I was thinking of. So they don't go outside of themselves. They stayed pretty small for many years now, and I think that's why they haven't self-destructed. It doesn't mean they haven't been challenged, that's for sure, though.
And when you say challenged, how do people challenge a group like that, that doesn't go outside of itself and only publishes books?
Well, the way they're challenged is simply getting enough readers and members.
Okay.
Because, of course, they need a certain level of membership to be able to exist. If they don't get enough money coming in to fund their operations, then they won't be around. And I know, as you probably have experienced yourself, how difficult it is sometimes to ensure that you have a stable readership or membership that you're going to be able to build on. and as it's a flux thing, you know, people come, people go. Sometimes it's a bit more challenging, I would say, than other times, especially when it's these economic times.
Wow. Let me tell you, I wasn't even sure that I was going to have the money to exist for the month of March.
Mm-hmm.
That's how everything has dried up, you know, the sales
mm-hmm.
of my books. And, you know, I keep saying some wonderful mantras, but as of yet, and I believe that very soon everything is going to open up for a lot of different people. And that's just an inner knowing that I have, and I don't know whether cosmic awareness is giving me this inner knowing or what, but things are going to get better. That's what I am feeling.
I feel this is so. I actually take it beyond the feeling. I believe that this is the next stage, is to start living from that place of belief
right.
and trust and faith that all will work out. If we are what awareness is called creator beings,
mm-hmm.
then we are creating this reality. Even the financial, economic hardships, both on a personal level and nationally and globally. So if we are starting to move into a place where we're being asked to trust it, even if everything around you is falling apart, then we have to also trust that from month to month, we on a personal level, we on an organizational level, whatever, are going to receive the funds that are going to help the whole matter move forward. Our own personal survival, the organization surviving, your radio program and your rumor mill news, etc. It's all a matter of trust and belief.
Yes. And just a couple of days ago, I was given a, I don't want to call it a mantra. It's,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call it, so I'm not going to give it a name. But
mm-hmm.
you repeat it as often as you want to repeat it. And it's, I am in a bubble of Christ light. And my
mm-hmm.
unlimited prosperity is in a bubble of Christ light. And our two bubbles are merged together as one. And thank you, God, that this is so.
Mm-hmm. A wonderful mantra. Definitely a strong affirmation of the higher states of your being.
And the way that I felt, I was already beginning to feel that there's a burgeoning energy coming through. And I want to tell all of our listeners to listen to the show tomorrow, because Dr. Robin Falkoff is going to be interviewing Richard Hoagland, and you're just going to be amazed at what he's going to be talking about. And a lot of what he's going to be talking about is building for space, and think how many jobs that will offer, and think how many inventions for our use that will offer. And we will be right back with Cosmic Awareness Channel Will. And don't go away. You're listening to the Micro Effect Radio Network. And get over there to TalkStream Live and vote for us so that we go up much higher, so that the word of the Micro Effect spreads worldwide. We'll be back.
In just a few days, you can learn to douse like a pro. Dousing is the ability to detect hidden or buried water, metals, gemstones, or other objects without the use of scientific apparatus. Now you can learn to douse from the 1994 World Dousing Champion at douselikeapro.com. Although he currently specializes in locating petroleum, he has found a T-Rex dinosaur fossil, ancient ruins, water, and much more. Some dousers earn six figures helping people find what they want. You can too. For only $149 plus shipping and handling, order an 8-set instructional DVD pack with amazing live dousing tasks performed by this legendary dowser. For example, in DVD 2, he teaches you how to uncover gold, gems, and coins 90% faster than using a metal detector. If you aren't already there, go to douselikeapro.com and enhance your life skills and experiences as a professional dowser. Visit douselikeapro.com. That's D-O-W-S-E, like a pro.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
Berkey Systems can purify both treated and raw untreated water, getting rid of pathogenic bacteria, chemicals, and heavy metals.
That means they are usable every day. And during emergencies, they can purify water from ponds, lakes, and rivers.
Berkey Systems are lightweight and portable.
You can use them anywhere. Hunting, camping, boating, or during unforeseen emergencies like hurricanes, earthquakes, or floods.
Berkey purification elements are reclaimable.
This makes Berkey one of the most economical systems available. No need to replace the elements when they get clogged, just reclean them, and you're ready to purify water again.
Berkey systems have storage capacities ranging from 22 ounces to 6 gallons.
This means that there is a size that's perfect for you, your family, and your organization.
Some Berkey systems come with their own base.
This enables the system to be placed anywhere. On a table or counter.
To get more information, call 888-803-4438.
Or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
That's 888-803-4438.
They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, naturally. And the world heareth them because it recognizes its own language. But we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us.
These are the words of 20th century prophet A.W. Tozer. He is the author of over 40 books that you aren't likely to find at your local Christian bookseller. So where can you go to find such inspiration? Introducing Cornerstone Books, with the largest selection available of the writings of A.W. Tozer, Amy Carmichael, Richard Wurmbrand, and countless others. Cornerstone Books makes the truth available worldwide with the detail and personality of a local bookseller. Visit the website at www.cornerstone-unlimited.com for a complete inventory of its authors, as well as audio files and much, much more. That's www.cornerstone-unlimited.com, or you can call toll free at 888-239-9890. That's 888-239-9890.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to Radio RMN. My name is Raylan Allen, and I am the publisher of RumorMillNews.com. We've been around going on, 13, 14 years now. We started back in 96, and we'll soon have an anniversary in June 6th. And why do we call it Rumor Mill News? It's because when we started, all of our sources were from the various rumor mills. And what do I refer to as rumor mills? The CIA, the State Department, the Pentagon, the White House, even MI6 and Interpol. So those are the rumor mills that where we got our information when we first began. And ever since the Afghanistan war started, the sources that used to supply us information are no longer around. But I think that our new agents and our new writers are doing the best job of gathering together what is happening in the world on a health level, on a spiritual level, on a political level, on a earth changes level, on every level, including recipes and cookbooks, on every level of the human consciousness, including a lot of jokes. And so I think that we cover everything that is part of the human consciousness. If you haven't been over to rumormillnews.com, go over and take a look. And I also have a new page open for all of the jewelry that I make. And so click on, Raylan's Auction House or whatever it's called. I can't even remember what it's called. To see all the pictures. Now, we don't have everything up yet, and we're in the process of re-photographing everything so it looks decent. But at least you'll get to see an idea of what I create. And why do I create that? Because that is my, what should I say, that is my source of meditation these days, and it gives me pure joy to create them, and that pure joy goes right into the objects that I make. And so I want to welcome back Will. Will is cosmic awareness, or Will is the current channel for the cosmic awareness. And cosmic awareness has defined itself as the pure consciousness that permeates everything, including all people, which it refers to as entities. In no way is cosmic awareness an entity or a discarnated spirit. It is the same force which expressed itself through Jesus of Nazareth, the Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, Edgar Casey, and other great avatars down through the time who served as channels for the Heavenly Father, and who speaks again today as the world begins to enter the new age of spiritual consciousness and awareness. Now, Will, the reason that I wrote that is that sounds so new agey, and there are so many people who think of the new age as a product of the new world order. And so what would you say to the people who put New Agers and New World Orders in the same basket?
I think, first of all, I'd start with intent. What is the intent of the person who is giving forth that information? When one really looks at the New Age material, one will find that a lot of it is actually ancient wisdom that is being revisited onto our planet and into collective consciousness. So I think you can always get taken up with that, which is the lunatic fringe factor, if you will, and become disattached or disassociated from life on this planet. But at the same time, I think that it's incredibly important to open up to that higher level of understanding that is also starting to come through more and more, because we're moving into, we are in already some very interesting times. Don't quite know if it's the Chinese version of interesting times being a curse or not, but definitely a time where the old truth, the parameters of belief that most people exist with and believe in are definitely not working anymore. So we have to understand that we are going back towards what I would call unity consciousness versus dualistic thinking. And in that is a lot of the New Age material. I personally don't look at myself as a New Ager. I'm an ancient being who has the knowledge and wisdom from many, many lifetimes, many dimensional aspects of my own being that is existing in a physical reality. I'm existing at a time where there's a profound change going through, and my journey, my personal journey, is as disheveled as anyone else is trying to bring forth that old new wisdom and knowledge so that I can use it to integrate myself more adequately into the changes that are happening all around me. So therefore, New Age, you can get trapped in that concept. You can become an ardent New Ager, but that may be in itself a bit of a trap, as they say. Or you can use some of that information. You can take ancient information. You can use the concepts and beliefs that you hold even in your present reality and blend it together in a holistic paradigm that is your own personal paradigm that is exactly taking you beyond that which is held by the mainstream. That's my definition, at least.
Okay. And when you were talking about you having the awareness going back ages, were you talking about you, Will, or were you talking about cosmic awareness?
Well, first of all, I would have to say cosmic awareness. But in this process of my being the channel for awareness, the interpreter of that information, I am, of course, incorporating it more and more into my personal life. So it is a little bit of both, actually.
It is a little bit of both. And so what I was feeling you were saying is that you have the ability to look over your will, you will, your past lives and past things that you have done on this earth.
Absolutely.
And other places.
Yeah, I have for a long time, even before I became the official channeler for Cosmic Awareness, been a past life regressionist, have had personal experiences of my own past lives. I remember being in Israel at a site where I could see myself in the room that was at Qumran, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found.
Yes.
And I could see myself in a room way back then having a heated discussion with another. It was actually the home of the Essenes in that community. So I was having a discussion with another member of my group, the Essenes, and a woman came in and said, "Okay, enough of this. Now put that all aside. I want you to have lunch now." And it was as simple as that, but it was quite a striking experience. And I actually had that confirmed from other sources later on that it was a valid experience. And they didn't even know I'd had that experience. So when you have personal experiences like that, or when I do my regression work with past life, or Cosmic Awareness puts out past life information for an individual, I always find it very intriguing, especially in relation to how does that fit into your present life.
Right, right.
You know?
I can remember the first, I was born with my past lives. You know, when I was a little girl, I could see all of them, and I used to play, you know, Knights Templar or Phoenician. You know, I would build big canals in our yard and float my ships down them. I was a Phoenician sailor. And I remembered all of those, but sadly, at one church camp that I went to, they were literally beaten out of me. Not beaten physically, but beaten, you know, mentally.
Mentally, spiritually,
and I was embarrassed in front of everyone that, you know, that I, when I said, "Oh, I can remember my past lives," and they looked at me and said, "Past lives don't exist. What are you?" And they sent me home. And they would not even allow me to remain in the church.
Well,
they sent me home for, I guess, fear of contaminating the rest of them.
Well, absolutely. And
but
what's interesting here is that children often have spontaneous recollection of their previous lifetimes. But as you just said, it's beaten out, it's discouraged, it's like denied. And so children very quickly learn it's not okay to go there.
Yeah, that is so true. And so many times people, you know, in their past lives, you know, maybe they watch a movie about Cleopatra and then suddenly they realize that they were Cleopatra. And it's just, you know, it's sort of like an ego thing that is identifying with something. But I can remember my first real past life reading. And I took friends to it because, you know, we didn't trust this woman. I had to be protected. And so I had friends there when I announced that I was Pope Clement VII, I believe, the Medici Pope. And, you know, right after that, I just sprang awake and I go, "Oh, my God, I was a pope. Oh, let's go to the library and let's look up, you know, Clement VII. I must have been one of the greatest popes ever."
Well, you sponsored Leonardo da Vinci and certainly Michelangelo and people like that were under his domain, were they not?
You know, I don't know that, but he was the one that refused to give King Henry the divorce, and therefore King Henry broke away. And quite frankly, if King Henry had not broken away, I believe that we would have been in a New World Order scenario, you know, probably by the, you know, beginning of the 1800s. But when we went into the book of popes, this particular pope, the very first sentence was, "Undoubtedly the worst pope in Catholic history."
Well, that's saying something right there. Now, if he was a Medici pope, of course, a lot of that was about the power of the Medici family, and they put their people in those roles for that temporal power that it gave them. And I know, and it may not be Clement, but I know one of them was very involved with the Renaissance movement, Michelangelo, and
all the artists, Botticelli.
Yes, I do know that.
Like that.
But there were several Medici popes, and this particular one was the, excuse the word, but it is an accurate word, the bastard son of the son of the great Medici, Lorenzo Medici. So Lorenzo was the grandfather of Pope Clement VII. I did go on and learn that much about them. And
well, that's what can happen when you really get intrigued with any past life information, if you are so inclined, is to go and research and open up the vistas of your own consciousness. Now, many of the experiences I've had with my clients when I've done past life regression have been more along the lines of, very unspectacular lifetimes, maybe a pig farmer in Brussels or a baker in London. But the point is that the experience itself has left some vestige of memory or something that was a lesson that is very important to their here and now existence, their focus personality, which is the one we are in at this moment. You also brought up a very interesting point a moment ago about someone claiming to be Cleopatra. Well, how is it that there can be several dozen people claiming to be one person in history? That doesn't make sense if you're using a linear thought where one consciousness, one person, one life. It does make sense if you understand as focused personalities we are part of a greater whole, the soul, and the soul extends itself into many other expressions or aspects. And we can connect to those other aspects by going through our soul fabric, our source, okay? And then we can actually be participant in a life that was one that has many people claiming to have been part of that life, you know? How many Napoleons are out there? Aren't they all crazy? Or is it true that there was an aspect that they're remembering?
One of the things that, when I was doing my channeling, they explained it by saying that there is a great lesson, and many, many, many different souls need to learn the lesson. But there isn't enough time to have this type of great leader and this type of great thing. And so the souls are almost, what should I say, riding in the back seat. And they're going through the experience with them, but they're not, they're not in control. They're just passengers, and someone else is driving the car. And I don't know, does that fit with what you believe?
I think there's an element of truth to that. That does fit to what I believe. It's like, normally a focused personality is kind of a singular focus. But in great persons, what often happens is several aspects come into that person, several fragments of the soul or various components of higher divine mind and consciousness come into that person. So Napoleon, using him as an example, may not have been a singular focus personality, but multiple focus. Now, that's not the same as multiple personality, but it's like because the role is a great role they have to fulfill, a singular consciousness may not be enough to propel that person to that greatness that they need to be the leader to make the changes, to lead where things need to go. And therefore, maybe it is something like you say, the main personality may take somewhat of a back seat while the various aspects come in and make this for a grander personality than it would have been had it been a singular aspect of consciousness.
Well, I hadn't ever thought about the other personalities coming in and taking the wheel for a while, but that may very well be the reason that some of these, great leaders through, Alexander the Great and Hammurabi and Solomon and these sorts of people, that may be, it may be an experience that is far bigger than one soul.
Exactly.
And I've never thought of that before.
Therefore, they need more than just a singular focus personality. A single focus personality may be good enough if the person is having a immediate experience, like they're a sailor in the Phoenician fleets, for example. But if they have to be the king of that country of Phoenicia, maybe it's more than just a single focus personality in that body, in that life. I mean, I'm just conjecturing in some ways, but that's how I feel it to be.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me. It sounds pretty good to me. Now, what was it within you that drew you, Will, to the cosmic awareness?
Well, it's similar to something you said about when you were a child and you had these past life memories and everything. As a child, I was always interested in metaphysical matters, although back in the 70s, I didn't understand metaphysics. But I remember at 14 years old, reading a national magazine for kids of my age. There's a story about a girl who learned about tarot cards, and that's the first time I ever heard about tarot cards, and I was immediately fascinated, and I thought, oh, that'd be great. I'd love to do tarot. But I was living in Calgary here in Alberta, Canada, in the 70s. It wasn't very progressive in that kind of thinking, so I had to wait another 5 years, and it was in my first year of university that I actually found a tarot deck. And I picked it up, and I started playing with it and started working with it, and therein followed 16 years of playing with the tarot and learning the tarot self-taught. And I very quickly got to a point where I realized, A, I didn't want to depend on what the tarot said. In other words, I wasn't using them just to tell me what I should do. And second of all, that I was starting to get information beyond whatever the book was saying. So I got very impatient with the book and just started to give forth my own information, which tended to prove more accurate than whatever the book would say about what a card should mean. And that therein began the long tenureship apprenticeship towards learning the tarot, and it was 16 years before I ever did a professional reading where I actually charged money, and then another 10-20 years before I actually started to channel cosmic awareness. But in that process, I did begin to understand that I was more of a channel of information for the individual who I was reading for versus just, you know, a psychic. And I even tried to channel cosmic awareness a lot sooner than I actually did, where I became the permanent channel. And it didn't work because I wasn't there yet. I wasn't progressed enough. So I can honestly say it's been a 30-year program of development and learning and experiencing before I finally ever reached the state where I felt. And it wasn't even that I felt it. It was like it suddenly happened that I started to channel cosmic awareness. It actually happened when Avaton asked me to do a forecast for the year 2006, I think it was. It was 2005. And he meant in terms of using my tarot skills.
Right.
But when I went to sit down to do the reading, suddenly awareness was talking through me. And I decided just to go with that. And that was the start of it. And it was a bit rocky at first in the sense that I had to learn to trust more and more the source of information that called itself cosmic awareness that I've been, you know, involved with for many years as a reader of the newsletters. And I'm still working with it. I will not say to you that I have 100% total acceptance of everything awareness says, but I have learned to let go and to let the information flow. After all, really, all I am is a messenger. I'm not the message. And I had to actually learn that. I had to learn that I am not the message, but I do have the capacity through this life, what I developed in this life and other lives, to be the channel of that message. And that's how I've come to be the channeler, interpreter, as we often say, of the cosmic awareness energy or force.
Wow, that is most interesting. And so let's hear more about what the organization is. If somebody wanted to be on a mailing list or
mm-hmm.
or buy the book, now, who channeled the book that is for sale? I read part of it last night.
Yeah, I think, which book are you referring to? Is it the material on the ascension or the cosmic awareness developmental lessons?
Well, I think it's the developmental lessons. It's a
then
title of something
that,
like Who You Are Really.
Yeah, I think that was Lady Grace.
That was Lady Grace.
That
now, I didn't
that
know I didn't know there was another book. What is the other book about? And who?
Well, it's actually a collection of some of the materials I have put out since I've been the Chandler Interpreter of Cosmic Awareness for the Ascension process that's underway, that's happening right now. And to tell you the truth, I'm not even familiar, because in some ways I'm independent of CAC.
Yes.
Definitely work with them, and they have the good taste to publish the information that that I channel. But the book that they're putting together is a collection of some of the things that Awareness has been saying over the last few years about what Ascension is and everything. And I don't know if it's in a solid book form yet or just a collection of some of the channelings themselves.
Now, did Paul Shockley ever put a book together?
No, he's never put a book together as I understand it. But there have been attempts to cobble together a book of different channelings he himself was responsible for. Now, I don't know if there's anything in an actual form, but I know that Avaton and Vicky have often talked about putting a book together of the works of Paul Shockley and others.
And what is the website that you can go to find out? Oh, my God, I can't believe we're at the end of the hour. Let's get off the website.
Very quickly, it's cosmicawareness.org.
Cosmicawareness.org. I cannot believe that we've been talking a half hour. It seems like just 2 minutes. I'm talking with Will, who is the channeler for Cosmic Awareness, and in the next 2 hours, I'm going to have a conversation with Cosmic Awareness, and if you want to join in, remember the numbers, and I'll give them out again at the top of the hour. And I want you to all go over to TalkStream Live and vote. Get me up there higher on the list. And please remember that you are listening to the Micro Effect Radio Network, and we are worldwide. We'll be right back.
Send it back to me.
In just a few days, you can learn to douse like a pro. Dowsing is the ability to detect hidden or buried water, metals, gemstones, or other objects without the use of scientific apparatus. Now you can learn to douse from the 1994 World Dowsing Champion at douselikeapro.com. Although he currently specializes in locating petroleum, he has found a T-Rex dinosaur fossil, ancient ruins, water, and much more. Some dowsers earn six figures helping people find what they want. You can too. For only $149 plus shipping and handling, order an 8-set instructional DVD pack with amazing live dowsing tasks performed by this legendary dowser. For example, in DVD 2, he teaches you how to uncover gold, gems, and coins 90% faster than using a metal detector. If you are already there, go to douselikeapro.com and enhance your life skills and experiences as a professional dowser. Visit douselikeapro.com. That's D-O-W-S-E like a pro.
Berkey Systems can purify both treated and raw untreated water, getting rid of pathogenic bacteria, chemicals, and heavy metals.
That means they are useful every day. And during emergencies, they can purify water from ponds, lakes, and rivers.
Berkey Systems are lightweight and portable.
You can use them anywhere. Hunting, camping, boating, or during unforeseen emergencies like hurricanes, earthquakes, or floods.
Berkey purification elements are reclaimable.
This makes Berkey one of the most economical systems available. No need to replace the elements when they get clogged. Just reclean them, and you're ready to purify water again.
Berkey systems have storage capacities ranging from 22 ounces to 6 gallons.
This means that there is a size that's perfect for you, your family, and your organization.
Some Berkey systems come with their own base.
This enables the system to be placed anywhere. On a table or counter.
To get more information, call 888-803-4438.
Or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
That's 888-803-4438.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.